I snorted out a laugh and tossed the pencil down. Not only were they dumb words, but they were about as likely as flying off to Mars. What some people don't understand is that Steepleton is a real place, and there are a lot of little places like it out there. That's what I think. And in these little towns live girls who actually do not have sex. I know, like from watching movies, there's a big portion of the world that thinks girls like Leandra are secret liars. They believe that even the best girls are all ready to dive into the woods with you, and that they're all a bunch of fakes, talking one thing and doing another. Well, I don't know what to say, except if Leandra was a hypocrite, she hadn't shown that side of herself in the 5 months we'd been going out. You might wonder why a guy would go out with a girl like that. I don't know why. I knew I liked how people looked her up and down, and then stared at me like I was the luckiest guy on earth. They didn't know we weren't having sex. It was like our big secret. But it just wasn't making for a very good song. People were into sad songs. This Creed thing. I thought back to Mrs. Creed hanging her posters all over the school corridors. I wondered if Chris had run for his life from her, or if she had gotten too mad, clunked him over the head in some fit of domineeringness. Is he alive or is he dead? Freight train running all through my head. I started to write those words. I stopped, raised my eyes slowly from the paper, and stared at the dark wood paneling. The air was moving, almost whispering behind me, only not making any noise. It brought with it this sudden, incredible urge to look behind me. I listened through it, waiting to hear something more. A rustle of clothing, a whispering voice. It's like somebody was staring at me, like from 3 feet behind me. It got to the point where the skin on my back was crawling. Finally, I pretended I had an itch on my back so I could jerk around without really looking like I was jerking around. For some reason, it was important that I didn't look like I was jerking around. Alex's bass guitar sat in its stand, and Ryan's drums stood behind them. The metal lettering on Eric's synthesizer sort of glowed in the dim shadow of the corner. I stared and stared at the game closet door, which was open just a crack, like 2 inches. The wind banged around outside, and in the basement, it started to sound like moaning. The moan got really intense, and the game closet door sucked almost closed and then pulled out to 2 inches from shut again. I watched that door moving by itself a few times, and all of a sudden, I knew it wasn't moving by itself. I knew somebody had the handle from the inside, somebody who had been watching me a few seconds earlier. I stood up, silently gripping my guitar by the neck, with my eyes staring at that door like they could fry a hole through it. As soon as I stood up, the moving stopped. The door stayed about an inch from closed as I crept slowly toward it. I stopped about 10 feet from it, wondering what to do next. I thought of rushing it, and the vision that Ryan had talked about shot through my head. A couple of bloody sneakers swinging out and hitting me in the eyes from where Chris's body hung from the ceiling light. I quietly walked to the door, got my hand around the knob, and pulled very slowly. A black hole stared back at me. My arm whooshed through the air, waiting for something to bite me, kick me, reach for my throat. I found the light string and pulled. A bunch of games stared back at me. The word sorry stood out, off a game box half covered with dust.